How the World Sees You. Discover Your Highest Value Through the Science of Fascination by Sally Hogshead. You are already fascinating. On the day you were born, you already knew how to be fascinating. Like breathing and swallowing and smiling, the ability to fascinate is a hardwired survival mechanism. Fascination is an instinctive form of connection. We all have this ability in some form. But over time, some people can lose their innate ability to fascinate. They acquire layers of boring. It's the student who learns how to camouflage himself to blend into the popular high school crowd, the employee who waters down his ideas in order to shield himself from criticism, the new entrepreneur who tries to run his business just like everyone else and ends up with a Me Too product. In any pressured environment, it can be easier to stay in the background. Unnoticed seems easier than unworthy. Hiding works well for a while, but it always backfires. You will never be your most successful when evaluated according to criteria that do not allow you to stand out. How does the world see you? We live in a social environment. Our survival depends upon our ability to build bridges between ourselves and others. Most of us interact all day long with others, whether in person or online. That's why you have to find out how the world sees you. Meet your arch enemies. Distraction threatens your connection with others. On an MRI scan, a fascinated brain is in a state of relaxed focus. On the other hand, a distracted brain lights up in an unpleasant state of crisis and confusion. As you kick into high gear, you burn more glucose and oxygen. Your brain is only about 2% of your weight, but even under normal conditions, it consumes about 20% of your energy. When stress kicks in, your brain consumes even more oxygen to cope. Blood flow can increase up to 400% as your entire body heightens its response to increased demands. If your listener becomes distracted while you communicate, they are more likely to feel confusion or doubt about your message. If you're not communicating clearly, you're less likely to add value. Competition threatens your ability to stand out and win. We grew up with a myth. The myth says, try hard to be better. Be better than anyone else. The reality, however, is that better is not better. Better is a mirage. It keeps you chained to the same way of working as your competition. Better is temporary. Better is a flimsy edge that can be toppled in a millisecond by someone with a bigger following, a lower price, a more convenient location, a fancier degree, a shinier award, a newer technology, and a more skillful skill. Commoditization threatens relationships and loyalty. If you become a commodity in the eyes of your customers, it means you're vulnerable. You can be easily replaced. As business gets bigger, it's no longer sufficient to keep existing customers happy and loyal by maintaining the status quo. You have to fight commoditization by infusing every ongoing communication and interaction with your unique advantages. The fascination flow. The concept of flow was beautifully defined by psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi as being completely involved in an activity for its own sake. The ego falls away. Time flies. Every action, movement, and thought follow inevitably from the previous one. Your whole being is involved, and you're using your skills to the utmost. During a highly engaging activity or conversation, your brain surges ahead at peak performance. Start to become more aware of when you're entering the state of fascination, so that you can create more of these moments in your life. Identify those moments when you become fully focused. Close your eyes and capture the experience in your mind. You are the custodian of your personality. Few people recognize the full worth of their personality, let alone protect it. Yet your personality is an asset to be protected and watched over, just as you would carefully watch over your stock portfolio. You are the custodian of your personality. You have a duty to derive the most value from it, as well as preserve it. Or else you won't be able to contribute your values to employees, family, or anyone else, and you won't get the most value of your best natural asset. Your primary advantage. Your primary advantage describes your main style of communication. It feels easy and natural for you to express yourself in this way. In this mode, your brain is less likely to become stressed or anxious. There are seven different advantages, and you have all seven in your personality. You could use any of these seven advantages theoretically, but there's going to be one that's most effective for you. This advantage is the way in which you most effortlessly and effectively communicate. This is your most persuasive means of communication, when you have the greatest likelihood of influencing others. The seven fascination advantages. 1. The power advantage, or leading through authority. Power personalities speak the language of confidence. 2. The passion advantage, creating warm emotional connections. Passion personalities speak the language of relationship. 3. The mystique advantage, thinking before speaking. Mystique personalities speak the language of listening. 4. The prestige advantage, achieving success with higher standards. Prestige personalities speak with the language of excellence. 5. The alert advantage, careful precision. Alert personalities speak the language of details. 6. The innovation advantage, new ideas and solutions. Innovation personalities speak the language of creativity. And 7. The trust advantage, building loyalty over time. Trust personalities speak the language of stability. Examples of personality archetypes. The change agent, power plus innovation. Change agents are creative, independent, witty, and sharp. They see a future no one else sees. They have a strong drive to come up with a different approach. Their energy and direction give them the power to inspire others to be innovative too. Not a fan of deadlines and step-by-step processes, change agents are more excited about instigating new plans than finishing them. To help your change agent implement their bounty of ideas, consider teaming them up with methodical communicators, such as Alert and Mystique, to turn ideas into reality. A famous change agent is Steve Jobs. The ringleader, power plus passion. Ringleaders have the ability to energize their team. When you're struggling to explain a problem you're facing, a ringleader intuitively understands and responds. He addresses your problem and validates your concerns. It feels like you're in it together, and he makes you feel confident that you'll succeed. Ringleaders are clearly in command. They keep meetings on track and energize discussions. Their natural optimism inspires others. They aren't quiet observers, so don't expect them to passively sit back during a conversation. A famous ringleader is Richard Branson. The maestro, power plus prestige. You'll see them making decisions easily, reaching conclusions quickly, and then taking action. In meetings, they convey self-assurance of thinking and purpose. In conversation, they express concepts directly. Don't overmanage their agenda and expect them to remain motivated. The key to this personality's value is their drive to succeed. They want to be in charge of their own deliverables, though they're rarely loners. They're energized by leading a team, and they'll do their utmost to make their team the winning one. A famous maestro is Michael Bloomberg. When one advantage becomes too much of a good thing, your archetype blends the best of two different advantages. When you communicate with these top two advantages, you embody the strongest advantage of each of them. However, when you communicate with only one advantage, pitfalls begin to outweigh the advantages. This is when you're at risk of becoming double trouble. You might not realize that you're in double trouble mode, and thus it's a potential blind spot. It's important to be aware of these blind spots because they can build up negative impressions. Cut to the chase. When you understand how the world sees you at your best, you can concentrate on what you do best. When you can predict how you are most likely to win and how you are least likely to win, you can focus on the areas that give you the highest likelihood for success. Today, this matters more than ever. In a distractive, competitive, and commoditized world, people don't have time to read a long resume or sit through a lengthy pitch. They want to cut to the chase. Give them the bottom line. Tell them how you are going to add value right from the start. Make it easy for them to understand. Make it fast.